broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 16th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. The checks and balances, brilliant. The supreme law of the land, the solution. Revolution, not a good plan. Restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, the answer, ladies and gentlemen. All right, last hour I talked about this movie, I think it's called 2,000 Mules, and it highlights vote fraud big time. Dinesh D'Souza and others put it out. Let's check this out. Here's the trailer.
The 2020 election was the most secure in U.S. history. There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
He lost a fair and secure election.
The most secure
election in American history.
Really?
And all those of you who volunteered and worked the polls, you deserve a special thanks from the entire nation.
This one mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes. He's not alone. We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops. Leaving no fingerprints. Snapping photos to get paid. A coordinated ring of illegal vote harvesting in all the key states where the election was decided.
They've delivered us a clear victory.
Game over.
Ladies and gentlemen, vote fraud is real. I know they don't want you to believe it's real, but last hour we compared a New York Times story saying vote fraud is so bogus that Mike Lee was for it and thought there was vote fraud, but when there was no evidence produced that he turned against Donald Trump on this. What a sad tale to tell. But the WND.com, Dinesh D'Souza and many others really doubling down and producing the evidence for vote fraud in a movie called 2,000 Mules. And the idea behind it is, hey, you know what? These people are stuffing ballot boxes with fake ballots, and it's illegal for them to do that. But you know what? Barack Obama has literally promoted illegal voting for a long time.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful.
Wait a minute. Are you a citizen because you contribute to this country? See, that's not what makes a citizen, ladies and gentlemen. There's definitions for citizens, not just this idea. So this whacked out liberal news reporter says, I believe they're citizens because they contribute to the country. Well, Russia was contributing to the country by sending us oil that would import. Does that mean all Russians are citizens? See, what a psychotic notion. But it gets worse because even the president of the United States, Barack Obama, back in the day, doubles down and defends her position and creates another lie. Here it is.
Voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself. And
wait a minute. When you vote, you're a citizen yourself? You're a citizen because you belong or you contribute to this country? So all I got to do is cross the border, contribute to the country, and vote, and I'm a citizen? What?
And there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
There you have it. So they're saying if you contribute to the country, you're considered a citizen. That's a lie. That's not what defines citizenship, ladies and gentlemen. But then they lie even more, as far as I can tell, because they basically start saying, hey, if you vote, you're a citizen. Is that true? If you vote, you're a citizen? See, if that's true, where do we go from here? Right? Think about that for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. If you just start saying people are citizens because they contribute to this country, people are citizens because they voted, what if it's an unconstitutional, illegal vote? What if it's vote fraud? See, that's the problem. They're not even going to deal with that, are they? Well, here's the commercial I created highlighting vote fraud. This is back in the day before the elections even. But listen to this comparison, where Obama flat out admits there's vote fraud on both sides of the aisle.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned.
It helps the Democrats are in charge of the machines? Why would that help, Barack? Why would that help for the Democrats to have charge of the machines? I thought it was a nonpartisan, transparent, accountable reality. Not so.
The mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past.
Wait a minute. Republicans have monkeyed around with elections. Is that election fraud or is it just monkeying around? Is it election fraud or is it just like, no harm, no foul there?
Sometimes Democrats have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have to. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
So whenever you're in power, you want to tilt things in your direction. It's monkeying around, according to the president. If you're an illegal, all you got to do is contribute to the country and vote, and you're a citizen.
There's no voter fraud.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right. There you have it. And you look at that and you go, wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, I really appreciate those who are working hard. I really appreciate those who are working hard to get to the truth of vote fraud. And I do believe there is voter fraud. I believe it's a serious, serious problem. And I don't think this problem can be ignored. I also don't know that we're going to get to the bottom of it. You want to know why, ladies and gentlemen? It's not because there's not leaders that are willing to stand up. Mike Lee was willing to stand up, but he caved. He decided it's too much political capital to stand there. Well, others have stood with Donald Trump. But it's not really standing with Donald Trump either. It's standing with the fact that there's been election fraud for decades in America and wanting to get to the truth. But you know what? The courts won't hear it. The media won't hear it, to where we almost have no place to go. It's like a Joe Arpaio tried to get to the bottom of the birth certificate forgery. He produced all the evidence. He did all the investigation. But at the end of the day, nobody had paid attention to it. Nobody cared. Well, I submit to you, that's the same reality with vote fraud now. Not enough Americans care to make a difference. I mean, these folks at the Dinesh D'Souza video or movie, 2,000 Mules is in post-production. We just let you hear the trailer, right? What's going to happen with all that? I don't know. Time will tell. But I'm just telling you, there's not enough Americans involved. And until there becomes enough Americans that are incensed about the criminal activity going on in the Republic, there will not be any accountability or transparency. The mainstream press, in bed with your deep state government, will commit vote fraud continually. Because we have no way to prove it and no way to stop it. You say, wait a minute, Sam, we already have the proof. Yeah, see, what's that proof going to do you, though? Well, Sam, we can release the truth. I get it, and I commend you for it, and I agree you should. But I tell you, the missing link, if you want accountability and transparency, ladies and gentlemen, is how many people are going to their local precincts. There's well over 100,000 precincts in America. How many people are going to their local precincts and demanding accountability? See, I don't know of any. I mean, I hear a smattering here or there of somebody trying to do something. Randy Miller, for example, in Arizona, you know, filed a complaint, but it's going nowhere. It's being ignored. Why can they ignore it? How can they ignore these filings, these efforts by Americans? Well, easy. There's not enough people that are engaged, and so they just ignore it. There's no real repercussion, right? All right, there are election fraud evidence everywhere. But there you have it. Right? There you have it. There's not enough of us to move the needle. They just simply say they don't care. The media ignores it. The authorities ignore it. And you say, you know, there's too many efforts. Oh, vote fraud's one of them. The fraudulent forged birth certificates, one of them. The truth about Hillary Clinton literally committing vote fraud by funding opposition research and funding the dossier that spent literally millions of taxpayers' dollars and then got debunked as bogus. She funded that along with the DNC. There's no accountability there either. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the amount of criminal activity going on by your federal government is out of this world. It is stratospheric. It is just beyond, all right? But look, nothing's going to happen. Nobody's going to care. It's a ho-hum moment, ladies and gentlemen. Not because it doesn't matter and nobody should care. It does matter, and we should care. But it doesn't matter because nobody cares, right? It does matter. But we're making it not matter as we let the country literally go off a cliff, okay? You look at the Barack Obama criminal activity with his forged birth certificate proven by Joe Arpaio and his investigative team. What do they do? What do they do? What do the people do? Well, they elected somebody else and let Joe Arpaio go. Yeah. He was caught in a scandal, supposedly, and then tied to Donald Trump, who gave him special privilege and let him off the hook. And now Joe Arpaio and Donald Trump, well, they're basically two discredited criminals. One had to get relief from the president. The president got impeached. Never mind that it was all fraudulent attacks on them, and they were honorable in this case, doing a good job, okay? But what do? They got rid of Joe Arpaio, all right? Sheriff Richard Mack, literally defending your right to keep and bear arms, went all the way to the Supreme Court and beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court, creating the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered in American history. The greatest dual sovereignty, double down in defense of jurisdictional reality, chaining bureaucrats down with the Constitution. Sheriff Mack went all the way to the Supreme Court and won. You want to know what the people did? Yeah, the people turned Richard Mack out of office and said, hey, you're too busy on the national scale to spend time in our county. You're gone. All right, Nick Finch in Florida literally doubled down and defended a citizen's right to keep and bear arms. Good news is he won. Bad news is the people punished him. So what happened, you say? Well, we're talking about Liberty County, Florida. The sheriff at the time was Nick Finch. A person was pulled over by a deputy. They found a gun in the console. They said, you can't have that gun concealed like that. They took the gun. They arrested the gentleman. The sheriff, Nick Finch, found out about it and said, wait a minute, we're not arresting this citizen regarding his Second Amendment God-given inalienable rights. We're not doing that. So the sheriff overturned it and released the gentleman. The governor of Florida heard about it and melted down and literally arrested the sheriff. The sheriff eventually took him all the way to court. Liberty was had in Liberty County. The sheriff won. The governor lost. The citizen went free, and the sheriff got back pay. Phenomenal. Sheriff's standing up, right? But you want to know what happened? The people elected somebody else and turned Nick Finch out of office. So I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm trying to highlight a fundamental realism that we really need to understand. When you get a righteous leader that stands up, you have got to have the citizenry, the people, back that person. Okay, they should have kept Sheriff Mack in office after winning at the Supreme Court, proving he was right constitutionally, and he was doing his duty to carry out his oath of office. But the people rejected him. The people that supported him didn't care enough, and the people that wanted him gone, got him gone. This is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I give you the Nick Finch story to make the point. I give you the Sheriff Richard Mack story to make the point. I give you the Sheriff Joe Arpaio story to make the point. Now Mike Lee, senator from Utah, stands with Donald Trump and says there's vote fraud going on, working with Mark Meadows and others to get to the bottom of it. But no evidence supposedly was given. And so Mike Lee gave up. Is that really the truth? See, I don't know. Without literally meeting with Mike Lee to get his take, and assuming that we have all the evidence, you know, that you can get that all in Mike Lee's hands to make him comfortable. But when might a Mike Lee even say, I get that there's evidence, I know that there's vote fraud, but because the deep state is so powerful, so in control, and because the people don't care, I can't spend my political capital on this. I'm jettisoning the fight. It's not a hill that I can die on. I'll lose too much political capital. Therefore, I'm just going to say, hey, since the evidence isn't there, let's have a turnaround on this. We're not backing Trump on this anymore. Now, am I defending Mike Lee to do that? Of course not. Of course not. I think Mike Lee should stand up. But you know what? When people stand up and get chopped off at the knees, figuratively speaking, and the people don't back those leaders that stand up, then what? Right? Then what? See, these things matter. They absolutely matter. And we should never give up on telling the truth. We should never give up on standing for what is right, moral, good, honorable, right? But at the same time, unless the people back the cause, these leaders get hung out to dry. Okay? They melt down. They lose so much political capital that their careers are virtually over. right? Joe Arpaio was once the leader of one of the biggest counties in the country. But now, what is Joe Arpaio? A disgraced, pardoned person who was the guy that was the birther. See how the media manipulates that and lies? It wasn't about where Barack was born. We're not even debating where Barack was born or making claims that he was born other than where he claims. We're just telling you the birth certificate is fraudulent. It isn't a real one. And they had evidence to prove it. But see, now Joe Arpaio is just the disgraced pardoned birther, the racist border control freak white sheriff that was mean to prisoners and criminals. And wow. See, that's the way the mainstream press is in bed with your government, the deep state. They're doing the same thing on vote fraud. I still am convinced there are plenty of evidences of vote fraud. I'm convinced of it. And I think Dinesh D'Souza's movie highlights this very well. Okay? I believe the investigative team will probably pull the ripcord and will release all of the data proving vote fraud. They say they have the hard evidence to back their findings, their claims, etc. I believe they do. Just like I believe Joe Arpaio had the evidence with regards to the fraudulent birth certificate, the forgery. But you've got to have enough people behind the effort, or it will do no good. And you can say, Sam, there's a lot of people behind the effort, man. I talk to people every day that are all for it. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I get what you're saying, but it's not enough. If you have 330-plus million people in America, literally approximately 200 million adults or something like that, even if you get 2 million, that's 1% of 200 million, right? 1%, 2 million people is not enough to move the needle. You say, wait a minute, Sam, what are you talking about? 2 million active people is a ton. Yes, it is, but they're jurisdictionally divided up to where it doesn't matter. You got 3,000 counties in America alone. So let's say you had 2 million patriots, right? 2 million patriots divided by 3,000 counties. 600 people per county. That might be enough in some counties to get people to consider things. But now you got to have bureaucrats and those who are elected, those who are appointed, go out on a serious limb. They won't do it. There's no advantage in doing it for these people. There's too much political capital. They have too much of an uphill run. That's why Mike Lee turned and abandoned the project. I don't speak for Mike Lee, but I don't know that he believes there was no vote fraud. I believe he believes that, hey, there's no backing, no support from anybody. I can't continue doing it. That's the problem we're facing. Why do I bring this up? People are saying, Sam, are you bringing this up just to be super negative? No, I'm not. Sam, are you bringing this up to just give us no hope? My gosh, when you get done, I just feel like the fat lady already sung. What, Sam? No, folks, I'm telling you this because I want you to understand the solution. The solution is for us to educate enough Americans. Let me give you an example. How much support do I have for this show? If I try to raise $100, it's almost impossible. Unless I put it out of my own pocket, my own money. Okay? It's almost impossible to raise $100 or $200. I ask people to donate and we hardly get anything. I'm not being critical of that. I'm just telling you the truth. But if I have some perverted cause, I'll get plenty of cash, right? We'll come back and talk about it more in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Russian forces in eastern Ukraine have intensified attacks in several cities, including Kharkiv and Donetsk. The Ukrainian military officials are reporting a Russian buildup for a renewed ground assault in the eastern part of the country. They're also urging civilians to leave these areas as quickly as possible. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tells CNN about the costs that his military has paid in the 50-day-old war.
As to our military, out of the numbers we have, we think that we lost 2,500 to 3,000. In comparison with the Russian military, who lost about 19 to 20,000.
And Twitter's board of directors have responded to an attempt from Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk to buy the social media giant with a so-called poison pill. Musk's offer for the tech giant would come to a more than $40 billion deal. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
With the cutoff a mere hours away, Lance Pry has more on the impending tax day deadline from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
In the United States, tax day is the day on which individual income tax returns are due to be submitted to the federal government. Since 1955, tax day has typically fallen on or just after April 15th. Tax day was first introduced in 1913 when the 16th Amendment was ratified. This year, tax day is Monday, April 18th. If you need to file an extension for October 15th, do so at the IRS.gov website before the end of Monday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the United Nations says that millions in South Sudan are facing food insecurity in the next few months. The report from the United Nations Children's Fund says that more than 62% of the country's population, nearly 8 million people, will face worsening levels of food insecurity between April and June due to a combination of natural disasters, economic downturn, and internal conflicts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, back with you live. Liberal companies and liberal individuals are putting their money where their mouth is. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, those who are liberal put their money where their mouth is. There are a couple of headlines to make my point. Millions of donations from unemployed. Excuse me, to liberal causes, spark accusations of foreign influence. Okay, think about that headline for a minute, right? Yeah, liberals putting their money where their mouth is. Where are they getting the money? Okay, you got this secret dark money scenario going on that is absolutely on both sides of the aisles, right? Right, you got big money rolling. Dark money everywhere, Republicans and Democrats alike. They even say now Trump is a major funder for liberal causes. Yeah. Think about that. I don't even know how to relate to this. But all I'm telling you is this, and here's the reason I spend so much time on this. I am convinced there's not enough conservatives involved. Those of you who want accountability and transparency, those of you who want to stop criminal activity, those of you who want to stop vote fraud, I'm one of you. I'm with you 100%, 1,000%, whatever. But all I'm telling you is we don't do enough. We don't put our money where our mouth is. We're not serious. The liberals are, And therefore, that's why the needle is moving in their favor continually. Because you know what? They put their money where their mouth is. We don't have enough people involved. We don't. What people say is, Sam, I appreciate you, man. Good work in the media for the last 25 years. But they don't realize that I've spent well over $1 million in cash, not to mention literally tens of thousands of hours in the media doing my best to move the needle. And you want to know what? There's very little support. You say, Sam, you have thousands of listeners. I know. You have millions of listeners. I know. But it doesn't make a difference. Because most of those listeners are kind of closet listeners. Most of those listeners aren't putting their money where their mouth is. I couldn't get a dollar from 1 million people if I tried. I couldn't even get 1,000 people to donate a dollar a month. If I got 1,000 people to donate a dollar a month, I'd have $30,000 a month to promote what we're doing in the media. But I can't get 1,000 people to put in a dollar. I can't even get 100 people to put in $10. What would 100 people at $10 be? $1,000 a month? See, I can't even get that done. All right. Anyway, I digress. I don't mean to be negative, and I don't mean to just belittle this or, you know, beat on this point to ad nauseum, but I really want to highlight the reason we can't move the needle to create accountability and force transparency and stop the deep state is because there is not enough of us, and we don't put our money where our mouth is. Okay, we're all divided up into these little jurisdictions, and we're all pursuing our own ideas, which is great for entrepreneurship. It is bad for working together to solve problems in America. We need a voting bloc that is big, that is bold, that is clear, that is direct. We don't have it, folks. And therefore, they're having their way with us, and they will continue to. Because we don't get together on any cause. You pick a single cause and tell me what the biggest cause support for is. I'll give you an example. Most people are engaged in going to their government school boards and saying, by golly, don't teach perverted sex to my kids. Don't promote transgenderism. Don't promote critical race theory. But they've been doing that to your kids for decades. And all you do now is complain, and all they do is fire back that you're a domestic terrorist. They're not backing off their perverted agenda one iota because you're there. They're just calling you the enemy. They're just acting like you're the criminal. That's why the American people need to wake up and claim some ground while they can, or else it's just going to get much worse. Let me give you an example of another fraud that Americans don't seem to care enough about. Headline says FDA and Pfizer. New COVID shots caused immunosuppression. Dr. Joseph Mercola, theepictimes.com with the article. Immunosuppression. In other words, the shots destroy your immune system. They knew that. April 1, 2022, another batch of 11,000 plus documents came out. Pfizer documents were released by the U.S. FDA, right? Well, do you know what happened when they got released? Nothing. Right? Nothing. That's right. April 1, 2022. Another batch of 11,000 Pfizer documents were released by the U.S. FDA. Pfizer trial data revealed that natural immunity was as effective as the jab. And that shot side effects were more severe in those under 55 years old. See, they knew all this, folks. But what happened, you might ask? Your government just ignored it and lied. And speaking of funding, ladies and gentlemen, your government literally funded the propaganda that said there's no harm, no foul with the vaccinations. Right? Yeah, unfortunately, that is what happened. It is just a shame and a half. Do you have a pulse of what's really going on in America, folks? Well, you sure should. But see, not enough Americans care. Not enough Americans are involved, ladies and gentlemen. So I want you to listen. We can't play this whole news piece, but I want you to listen to the start of these Pfizer reality claims. Here it is.
Kim, what's on your radar?
Well, another round of Pfizer documents have dropped. This is part of the 340,000 some odd pages the FDA and Pfizer wanted to release over the course of several decades. But instead, the group requesting the documents sued, and a judge ordered the FDA to make them available by the end of this year. Well, each round of documents is to be delivered on the first of each month. So this past April 1st, no joke, over 11,000 pages were released. Between these documents and another document released on March 24th to the group, a group called Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency, we've learned some bombshells. The first bombshell in the document is that natural immunity works and Pfizer knows it. The clinical trial data showed those with previous infection of COVID had no difference in outcome than those vaccinated. In the limited trial, none of the vaccinated nor those with previous infection resulted in severe disease defined by either the FDA or the CDC. They were broken up into two different groups. The FDA and the CDC define severe COVID slightly differently. The CDC roughly defines it as anyone needing hospitalization, whereas the FDA defines it as anyone needing supplemental oxygen. Either way, there were zero cases of severe COVID in the natural immunity group, whether they were vaccinated or not. And their own data also showed that natural immunity was statistically identical to the vaccine against infection. That's what their data showed. Yet rather than say people with natural immunity don't seem to need the vaccine, which is what they've been saying in Europe, for example, Pfizer instead spun their conclusion and said, quote, final efficacy results show that the vaccine provided protection against COVID-19 in participants with or without evidence of prior infection with SARS-CoV-2. Another revelation from the documents was that adverse reactions were more frequent and more severe in younger groups. The document reads, quote, reactogenicity and adverse events were generally milder and less frequent in participants in the older group compared with younger group and overall tended to increase with increasing vaccine dose. Older is defined as 55 and older, and the study itself was for 16 and above. So the side effects were more frequent and more severe in people under 55, even though we know the younger you are, the less likely you're to experience severe COVID. According to The Lancet, 16-year-olds have a 99.993% chance of surviving COVID. A 30-year-old is at 99.943%. At 50, their survivability is 99.572%. Only once you hit 60 does it drop below 99%. A document procured during the dump was a consent form for a children's clinical trial of the Pfizer vaccine. The form is from December 15th, 2021, so only 15 weeks ago. And it interestingly states some facts that have been labeled by the mainstream media as being misinformation. The consent form lists several possible side effects, including myocarditis, which many of us know about. But the document says the rate of occurrence is 10 in 100,000 people. And they don't specify age or gender. So that's much higher than previously reported rates of 1 in 50,000 people. Even then, we know the bulk of those cases are in younger males. So when controlling for age and gender, the risk significantly increases. The consent form also states, quote, the effects of the COVID-19 vaccine on sperm, a pregnancy, a fetus, or a nursing child are not known. And this is something that has caused a lot of younger women and parents of teen girls hesitation, which they were demonized over. And people have worried that there could be long-term side effects affecting fertility. Despite these scientists admitting in this consent form that they simply do not know, it has been espoused as fact that the vaccines don't have any adverse effects on reproduction whatsoever. But the fact is, we simply don't know. Another idea condemned as a conspiracy theory is what's called an ADE response, antibody-dependent reaction. This is when a vaccine ends up triggering a worse illness than what the person would normally experience. And doctors like Robert Malone, who have been sounding the alarm of this as a possible reaction to mRNA vaccines, have been demonized and smeared, yet the consent form clearly states, quote, although not seen to date, it cannot yet be ruled out that the study vaccine could make a later COVID-19 illness more severe. So if it were really not even something to be concerned about, the form wouldn't even bring it up. Yet here it is, saying they can't rule it out yet. One other interesting admission from the document dump is this statement, quote, clinical laboratory evaluations showed a transient decrease in lymphocytes that was observed in all age and dose groups after dose one, which resolved within approximately 1 week. So in plain English, this means white blood cell counts dropped in that 1 week after the first dose of the vaccine. So this is leaving a person with a weakened immune system for a week after getting the first dose of the vaccine. So there's a lot of things that we could speculate from this, like, is this why we saw sudden spikes in cases in countries that began mass vaccination campaigns, you know, with people weakened immune systems, were they all catching the virus a lot more vulnerable to catching the virus suddenly for that little period of time? Also, since people weren't even considered partially vaccinated until a week or so after getting the dose, did this skew the infection rate? If you got a bunch of immunocompromised people for that week running around and then catching the virus and then they're considered unvaccinated, is that fair? These are questions that kind of leads us towards. But in the least, it seems like this would be good information for people to know about. Wouldn't you want to know that your immune system is perhaps compromised for a week? You'd maybe be more careful. We're at least learning about it now, even though we didn't know about it before, but now we're learning about it because of the data the FDA and Pfizer didn't want released. We're finally seeing it. So interesting stuff coming out in these document dumps.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, enough of that. It's Matt Staver and others that are pushing the envelope at Liberty Counsel really to highlight and to get this stuff released. He's one of the ones that went to court. The government tried to delay the release of these pages for literally years and years and years till most of us would be dead. But Matt Staver and the judge agreed this needs to be released, so they're releasing 11,000 pages per month, right? But the FDA and Pfizer, so the drug company, Big Pharma, and your government, the Food and Drug Administration, they knew COVID shots caused immune suppression. Okay, Dr. Joseph McCullough was telling you about this. They mocked him, said he was nuts on parade. Now the evidence proves what we're saying all along is right. April 1st, 2022, these 11,000 pages got released by the U.S. FDA, and trial data reveals natural immunity was just as effective as the shots, but the shots had side effects and were more dangerous for those under 55 years old. They knew this, but they ran around and claimed that it was safe and effective. They literally funded a safe and effective campaign where your government funded the mainstream media to peddle the lies being told. Now the Big Pharma data dump proves it was all lies. Pfizer's documentation also includes medical information that mainstream media and fact checkers, or so-called fact checkers, had labeled as misinformation or disinformation. Now we find out it was neither. But ladies and gentlemen, this is why I got kicked off of Twitter. An Israeli news organization and LifeSite News were promoting this reality that more people are dying, seniors in Israel, because of the COVID shot than were dying from COVID itself. I reported that. I repeated that headline. Twitter shut me down over that, right? Then they said, Sam, if you apologize and retract that, we'll keep you up. I said, I will not do that, because I have every right to report what's in mainstream news in Israel and what's in LifeSite News. Just because the mainstream press in America suppresses all this information, it's still the truth, and I have every right to publish it. Well, they shut me down, and now there's an impasse, and I'm shut down on Twitter. But again, this is my point, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter much. Oh, it matters a whole lot. Don't misunderstand me, but it doesn't matter much because Americans aren't going to get incensed about this. How many Americans are going to know that Pfizer's documentation included this reality where fact checkers and mainstream press in bed with government funded by your tax dollars literally lied and told you the vaccines were safe and effective? Now that we get these 11,000 page data dumps over and over, we find out that they're not safe and effective. There's well over 1,200 side effects. It affects anybody under 55 more so, and the younger you are, and gender specific, the more male candidates that take the shots, if you will, they're affected greater. It's got all kind. They knew all this, and they not only funded the propaganda saying it's not true. They're safe and effective. Sam's a nut and a conspiracy theorist for speaking out otherwise. But in the end of the day, we are proven right and they're wrong. Now, there's going to be no accountability. The transparency was forced by good, honest people like Matt Staver at Liberty Counsel. We're reporting on the truth so you have a handle on it. But unless enough Americans pay attention to the right news to get the right information, most folks will never even know these data dumps are existing. They will never know that the government literally got in bed with the mainstream press and lied and funded the lie. And that the truth is coming out. They'll never know that the government tried to cover up the release of this information. But Matt Staver over at Liberty Counsel and tremendous people like that forced the information to come out now. We've got the smoking guns times a gazillion, whether it be vote fraud, whether it be the coronavirus, whether it be the lies on climate change, whether it be, I can go on and on and on. And the people are not engaged and don't care. Yeah. The individuals who do care, who try to do something for good, end up getting slaughtered every time because we, the people, don't back them. The answer in America, ladies and gentlemen, is to educate enough people and have enough people stand together or else we hang separately. Sadly, that's a figurative statement that I must refer to. All right. Let me give you an example. There's a guy by the name of Justin Thompson. I don't know if you know who he is, but he went to the January 6th event. And he went into the Capitol. Well, now he's being prosecuted because, again, the Democrats are going for broke and prosecuting and pointing the finger at Donald Trump, the great insurrectionist, and everybody that followed him. And the mainstream press is too liberal, and they won't tell the truth. And the Republicans have no clout and authority. They lost it all when they failed us last time. And so now we're up against the rope. Well, why do I tell you all this? Because Dustin Thompson... he made his defense blaming Donald Trump for what happened. Yeah. Turns out that he's guilty. He claimed that Donald Trump made him do it. The government said, well, that's not true. You're guilty. He said, I'm not responsible for this. He was the first defendant tried for his role in the January 6th, 2021 event. He used a Trump made me do it defense in front of a jury, and the jury did not buy it. Yeah, he lost his job during the pandemic in March. And then he went to defend President Trump. He said, hey, Trump made me do it. The judge said he was offended by Mr. Thompson's attempt to blame Trump on his actions, calling the defense disingenuous. And saying that he felt that the defendant had neither been truthful nor sincere. Now, the judge believed that the relentless flood of conspiracy theories did have an effect on Mr. Thompson, but the jury didn't buy that Trump made him do it. Right? The government literally is painting this picture that Trump's responsible. Trump made everybody do it. Well, the jury doesn't believe that. The jury doesn't buy that, right? The government wants you to believe something that's false, that, hey, Trump made everybody go crazy. Conspiracy theories made everybody go psychotic in this great insurrection on January 6th. But the truth is the jury doesn't buy it. This guy tried to claim Trump made me do it, and the jury went, no, 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 no. If you did it, you're guilty. Dustin Thompson literally now has been convicted. But here's the point, folks. What are the American people going to do about this? Anything? No. Ho-hum. Go back to watching TV. Sports is on tonight, right? You want to go get some Wild Wings? They got a discount. Tuesdays, Wild Wing Day, you get a discount. We can go ahead and party and ignore it all and no accountability. And, well, we're right behind you, Sam. I appreciate you in the media standing up for what's right, but I don't really listen, and I'm not going to fund you. I don't have the money, Sam. But yeah, the liberal causes get money big time, right? So we're getting the truth. The truth will set us free, but only if we act upon it. There's got to be enough of us to act. Let me give you another headline to make the point. A group of climate activists walked onto a busy highway in Washington, D.C., forcing rush hour traffic to come to a complete halt. The activists, who said they were blocking traffic in an effort to convince Joe Biden to declare a climate emergency. Well, they blocked traffic down on Wednesday morning. The activists have successfully blocked the highway on three occasions now. We are asking President Biden, they say, to declare a climate emergency and to stop all extractions on federal and indigenous lands. Yeah. What we have is a brief and rapidly closing window to address the climate crisis, he added. But the government isn't listening. He added that the Biden administration is acting counter to its climate rhetoric. The White House has repeated the debunked argument that energy producers can, you know what, drill for fossil fuels on already approved leases, not needing new ones. The group was met by a chorus of honking horns once people realized what was happening, what they were doing. Yeah. So this morning during rush hour, this is a couple of days ago, by the way, now. But during rush hour, right? These guys, for the third time, climate activists once again blocked I-395 for the third time, doing so in 2 weeks. They hope to draw attention to climate change and encourage Biden to declare an emergency regarding this. Okay, now, here's the deal. Does it matter? I think it matters a whole lot. I really think it matters a whole lot. But the American people don't believe it matters. How do I know? Why do I say that? Well, this is the third time these activists have shut down. Literally shut down the freeways. But no one's accountable. Now, if you and I were to show up there to say climate change is bogus, they'd arrest us and call us domestic threat terrorists. They would allow the criminals like they did in Charlottesville to attack us relentlessly and then blame it all on us, wouldn't they? Right? But what would the American people do about it? Nothing. If we were to stand up for pro-life or stand up for this truth on climate, right? We would just get hung out to dry. We wouldn't be supported by the American people. I couldn't raise $1,000 if I needed to go to Washington, D.C. to stand up against this. But the activists, the liberals, put their money where their mouth is and their time. During rush hour, climate activists literally shut down I-395 in Washington, D.C. for the third time in just 2 weeks. And what are we doing? Nothing. We're too busy with the bread and circus, right? While Dustin Thompson blames Trump for January 6th. Well, the jury didn't buy it. But that's the same narrative the government in bed with the media has been peddling about Trump. And then they say there's no election fraud. We the people better get involved. And if we don't, we will rue the day that we decided to not engage in the culture war. We got to preserve this country, folks. It takes all of us. Our greater numbers can see success. Fund us. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Get involved today, will you please? BrightyOnRadio.com. God save the Republic.